All right. So here we are. Here we are. And welcome. I'm just so tickled you came back. It was like, there was a lot of material in that class. And I don't know who I was talking to. It might even have been my daughter, but this isn't the easy path. This is a path that works, but there are parts of the path that are that take work. But all I can do is tell you it's worth every minute, it's worth every second, because one way or another, it's going to be a year or two from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. And you will be at that 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 years with these skills or without them, right? And so how wonderful to think that that time is going to come and you're going to have these skills. And some of you are poised, just poised, that these skills are going to just be it's like when the scab is just totally, it's all healed underneath and something clicks and this flicks and the scab just flicks off and there's nice firm skin underneath. Some of you are there. This is going to be that last little piece that just the scab fluffs off and there's this you whole and complete underneath, right? And others of us, we still got some healing to do, but either way, it's going to heal and you will become whole and you will be free from fear, free from illusion, delusions about what life is supposed to be like. And my favorite word, you will be unfuckwithable, right? Nothing can mess with you. You will have your equanimity. So to what these Monday nights are, these are our little practice sessions where I'm going to just teach you some new techniques, okay? And so the ones we're going to learn tonight, we're going to find you, and some of you may already have this, but even if you do, it's a great thing to do. And if you don't, it's really a very vital tool for all of us as meditators. And it's called finding your safe place. How many of you already have a safe place? Okay. So we're going to find your safe place. And I know when I first did this meditation, it was probably in the 80s or early 90s, and I still have my spot. I still have it. So we're going to find you that spot. Laura.
Are we talking physical or in your minds?
In your mind.
Okay, just making
Our
sure.
mind, thank you. Our mind, remember, these are the hands that are going to shift everything around for us. So it's the power of thought. It's the power to cultivate a feeling of safety and have a place within you that you can go where you feel completely safe, authentic, and totally free to be exactly who you are. Okay. So that's the first one we're going to do. The second one we're going to do is a meditation to start to really cultivate a sense of strength. Because oftentimes our anxiety, that fear comes from a feeling of being victimized or being at the mercy of all these other forces, and that we have no, agency is the word that they used for quite a while. And so this idea that you can find a place of inner strength, inner confidence to be authentic with who you are. It's a big deal. It's a big deal. So we're going to start that practice tonight. And then I'm going to show you some, we would call them, I'm going to call them holds in your handouts. You'll have handouts for the rest of these things. But they're really mudras. Mudras are hand positions, hand postures that work with the energy moving through your body and with the hemispheres of your brain to balance your energies. And in our next class, we're going to get into the brain and how anxiety is about balancing the left and the right sides of our being. And these practices are kind of just helping to bring you some balance and getting that going now, even before we get to studying it. Okay. And they're very calming. I did the training videos that will be on the site for you on Saturday with Evan. And by the end of it, I was just so chilled. It's like I even forgot to do one. So they work. They're lovely. So are you ready? Let's start with finding our safe space. So all you need to do for this is just find your seat and be comfortable. Just be really, really comfortable. Okay. Then I'm going to ask you, since it's our first meditation of the evening, to just close your eyes, bring your attention to your seat, the weight, the pressure, being grounded in this present moment. And then bring your attention to the breath. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out. And we're going to just do a couple counting breaths just to quiet the mind a little breath. So quiet the mind a little bit. So as you inhale, inhale to a count of four. Hold for two. Exhale to a count of four. Hold for two. And do two or three more of those. And after your next exhale, just rest for a moment. And let's find any tight places of tightness or tension in the body and gently release those using your breath to soften the shoulders, soften the jaw. And so what I'm going to ask you to do now is to think of a place. Now, this could be a very real place that you have been, or it could be something that is totally in your imagination. But think of a place where you love to be. Some people are beach people. They want to be on the beach. Whether it's a sandy beach or a rocky beach. Some people are forest people. They want to be in amongst the trees. Some people are mountain people and they want to be up high on a mountain. And believe it or not, some people are desert people, want to be in a desert. And some people want to be on the ocean. Just take a moment and see if you can, if something comes to you, a place that you've been where you felt completely at home, safe, happy, that you enjoyed. And I just want to let you know that this process, it doesn't happen necessarily all at once the first time. So just flow with it this time and you can make modifications as we go. Okay, so this place that you have chosen, the most important criteria is that you feel safe, that there is some kind of field that you know is protecting you, where nobody can come in and nobody without your invitation. No people, no animals, no forces of nature are allowed here. And remember, this is your imagination. So you can create whatever you want. So set the tone. No harmful or hurtful forces, real or imagined, can come into this space. And let's begin to explore what's here. What is the ground beneath you look like? What is it composed of? What is the texture of it underneath your feet? And maybe it's different in different places. And as you look around, what is surrounding you? Whatever it is, make it brilliant, beautiful, clear color. That is, of course, unless you like rainy, rainy, cozy days, that's your safe place, and still it can be vibrant. And allow yourself to notice the shapes, the colors, to sense, are they cold, are they warm, are they hot? What are the textures? And what are the smells in this beautiful place where you find yourself? What are the fragrances that greet you? Is it the scent of pine? Is it the scent of the salt water? Is it fragrances of flowers or food? What is the fragrance you associate with this place? And what are the sounds? What are the sounds? And take a moment now to explore, to either walk around and notice the different attributes of this place, or to explore visually. But I'll give you a minute or so now to just explore and discover and create this place so it's perfect for you. And now take a moment, give yourself a few moments to play, to enjoy. You know, depending on where you are, it may be that just magically a campfire appears and you are warming yourself by the fire, or magically a beach chair appears and you are reading a book in the shade, or magically you are in the water, swimming free. Take a few moments to do what you love to do here, the way you love to do it. There's nobody else here. It's just you. And notice as you do whatever it is that gives you enjoyment. Can you really tune into the feeling of enjoyment or calm or peace or freedom? See if you can find that feeling and really hold it in the center of your being. I'm safe. I'm at ease. Nothing can get to me here. I can be authentically 100% me, free of all judgment, all shame, all fear. This is my world. I have created it. And I am safe here. And so holding the feeling now of safety, of being safe and at ease. Let your space, your safe place, dissolve around you. And just hold the feeling of being safe. What it feels like to feel safe and at ease. And just breathe into it. As you exhale, soften into it, and let's hold it for 11 seconds. Here we go. And there we go, building a new pathway. So go ahead now and just inhale into that feeling of safe and at ease. As you exhale, soften. And that's the beginning. Now on your course page, there's another version of that. It's similar. But if you want to listen to that one during the week. But what's most important here is that you, each time you do it, the place will become more and more real to you. And you will begin to realize you really do have the power to create it so it's safe for you. My place was originally a place on one of the Hawaiian islands that not very many people live. And my dad took us there, and it was this little bay with this rocky beach where the water made that sound of water coming in through rock and leaving through rock. And I loved swimming, but there were sharks. There was no reef, so there were sharks. And it hit me, this is my place. And so in my Kaunalu Bay, there are no sharks. I can swim as far out as I want to, and there are no sharks. That's what you can do. There's no bears. There's no tigers, right? There's nothing. If this is yours. And so create it. Make it safe and something you can enjoy. So that's, to be honest with you, I can't believe I've never taught this technique, because it's almost such a fundamentally core piece of my practice, but I don't think I have. Are there any questions? Any questions?
No questions. I just wanted, I kept putting stories with each of the thoughts, so I'm looking forward to doing it again and taking away the stories.
What do you mean by stories, Laura?
Oh, like a camping trip, safe in the woods, but then there was, when you mentioned campfire, I was like, oh, and then this happened and this happened. And so it was reminiscing over a perfect time, but.
Oh, that, I'm so glad you said that, because that is what's going to happen, especially if you equate it with something that a place you've been. Like I would always, in the first few times I was there, I was always out scouting for petroglyphs, because that's what we were there doing with my dad, right? And it was like, over time though, it's become mine. And it will over time. Allow those memories, because they're part of what makes it such a beautiful space for you, right? Mm-hmm. And over time, it becomes your safe place. It becomes your safe place, and it becomes more and more yours with its own little sacred energy. It's infused by all of that, you know, but it's not wrong. It's not bad. It's actually a good thing. It'll help you make it live and be alive for you. Okay, so technique number one, which I'll be honest with you, as soon as I started it, I thought, oh my God, their minds haven't even settled yet. I should have started with the other techniques, but it was too late. I didn't want to change course at that point once I'd told you our course. So we're going to get progressively calmer as the class goes on, okay? So what if we do, let's do a couple holds, mudras, and then we'll go into the meditation for strength. How does that sound? So let's do that. So in your handouts, there's a drawing that has a hand on it, and it gives the challenging energies that are associated with each of the fingers. And I just want to say up front that there are different energies depending on different systems, and don't get too locked into it. Don't get too locked into it, okay? But for our purposes, what we're going to do is we're going to work with these mudras, and we're working really on almost an energetic level. So what we're going to do is we're going to hold, it doesn't matter which hand you use, but we're going to hold a finger with our other hand. We're going to wrap it just like that. And it's not a tight gripping, right? It's just a gentle light touch where we hold a finger. And for our purposes, this this finger right here is the finger for fear and panic, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It is. It is. Thank you, Gina. Okay. And so what we do, Gina, you're muted. Do you know these? Oh, you're on my thing. Okay.
Yes, I have the handout, and it says fear and panic.
Perfect. And so what we're going to do is we're going to just take our hand like this and hold it. And what I'm going to ask you to do is just to do this and keep your hands soft, right? And just place them in your lap. Just gently place them in your lap. And we're going to just close our eyes. And we're going to allow the energies in our body to do the work here. We don't have to do anything consciously. But just be present. So you know to keep your body soft, right? Keep your shoulders soft, your face soft. And you're going to just let yourself be aware of the sensation in your index finger. And as you inhale, you'll just inhale feelings of harmony and balance and healing. And as you exhale, exhale with the sense that you are letting go of all unpleasant memories from the past. So in a way, it's just what the breath does, right? We're in healing, we're inhaling with an awareness of bringing balance and healing and nurturing in. And as we exhale, we let go of everything from the past that is challenging and unpleasant. And then we just rest and we allow the energy to do the work. Allow the breath to do the work. And after a few moments, you may begin to notice a gentle pulsing in the finger. You might notice it warming up. You might notice it tingling. And see if you can allow your energy, your attention to just rest in the sensations in the finger. The breath inhaling, bringing healing and balance and strength. The exhale, helping us to release what is old and make room for what is new. Let's just do a couple more breaths. And then gently release both hands and just very slowly and mindfully place them back on your lap. And keep the body soft and just notice whatever slight shifts you might have experienced. It's important to always take a few moments afterwards to just digest, right? To assimilate. And now let's do the same thing. And this time we're going to use the ring finger. So we're going to do the same thing. You can use the opposite hand if you want, doesn't matter. We're going to gently hold the ring finger, which is the finger associated with anxiety and worry and those, you know, those thoughts that just, boom, just loop in your head. So let's do this now with the ring finger. Just same thing, just rest. Hands are soft, touch is soft. Using the breath to establish that stability in your seat, softness in the body. And the inhale is bringing healing and balance, nurturing and calm. And the exhale is letting go of everything from the past that has been challenging or unpleasant and that no longer serves you. And once again, just keeping your attention in the finger, you might notice the pulsing beginning. And as the more attention you pay, the stronger it feels. And see if you can just surrender and allow the energy to balance on their own. We'll do just a couple more breaths here, keeping the body soft. And then gently release the hands, return them to your lap. And rest for just a few moments. And then go ahead and inhale. As you exhale, just notice how you feel. And you can just keep resting there. What I do want to say is that I think these are practices that it's good to do now. Do now and then. So that when the anxiety comes, when the fear comes, when the worry starts, your body already has a sense of what is being created and it will go there more easily. It's a little more difficult when someone is in the middle of a panic attack or an anxiety attack to anchor into something as subtle as this, okay? So this is one of those things, the more you just do it during your day, just take a moment. You could do it watching TV, you know. You could do it just in bed at night as you're laying there. But you'll eventually, the pulsing in your finger, you will feel it pulsing through your whole being. And you will know that the energy is doing what it needs to do to balance you. Okay. So any questions? Are we getting calmer? Are we, mind is settling? Yes, a few nods. Okay. So
that one was really powerful for me. Like I went almost into a dream state. Like it was really intense with this finger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that experience or if that's common, but it was.
Well, wow. What we know is what you experience is what you experience, right? That's your experience. Yeah. And there are powerful energies in the hands, right? The hands are healing instruments. That's, I mean, they talk about healing with the hands is because it's a real thing. There's so much energy. If you've done any Reiki or had anybody work with you on Reiki, I mean, we could even sit here right now and just put your energy, your awareness into the palms of your hands, mm-hmm. and you're going to feel them start to tingle because there are chakras right here and there are meridians of energy. So this is training us to work with those energies to balance us and to trust that they know what to do. We don't have to tell them. So, okay, let's do this. The meditation for strength and calm is on the website, or it will be with, you know, by the end of the evening or tomorrow. And I'm looking at the time and I'm thinking I would rather take you through the last mudras. And then if there's time, do the meditation for cultivating strength, if you would be so willing to do that. And we'll just kind of go through, I'll take you through them. We'll do them. You'll get nice and calm and chilled out. And then the handouts to study them and individual tutorials for them will be on the website. So what do you say? Should I take you through them, the next ones? Let's just chill everybody out, okay? So just be comfortable. You're gonna need to be sitting for this one, for these. And so what we'll do is let's do this one first. Let's do this one first. You're gonna take your hands, just your hands like this, and you're gonna place them so your fingers are facing behind you about an inch or so from your ears, okay? And you're going to just close your eyes and you're going to try to keep your shoulders soft, right? If you have any kind of shoulder issues where this starts to hurt, then just release that arm or that hand. It's not about being in pain here. But what we're going to do is you're going to use the breath to just soften with each exhale, open with each inhale, okay? And bring your attention to that space between your hands and your ears. And you may notice that the ears or the palms are warming up. But our attention just rests in that space between the hands and the ears. And every once in a while, just take a gentle, deep breath. And as you exhale, soften from your crown to make sure you soften those shoulders and soften into your seat. Feel yourself grounded and stable. And then come back to the sensation in your ears, in your hands, and the space between them. And when you do these on your own, you can do them for just a few breaths or for, you know, a few minutes. Right now, we're going to go to the second mudra. What we're going to do now is we're going to take our left hand and place it on our forehead. We're going to take our right hand, Lisa, the other direction. Lisa, there we go, yeah. And then the right hand is going to go on the very back, just cup the back of the skull, right? And just gentle touch And just same thing. Let your attention rest in the sensation in the hands and the forehead, the hands and the back of the scalp, the skull. And then every once in a while, take an inhale. And as you exhale, soften from the crown through the shoulders into your seat. Feel grounded, feel stable. And then lift your attention back to the center of the head. And just let your attention wander between the sensation in your hands, your head, your seat. And keep breathing. And just be open. Just be open to any experiences that you're, any sensations in the rest of the body. There's no good or bad, just noticing. And now inhale. And as you exhale, place your left hand on the upper part of your chest, right here. And your right hand comes down, if you can, comfortably, and just touches, is placed on the back, right here. In the tutorial, I say tap, but I don't mean tapping. I literally just mean as in a gentle touch. And let's just hold this for a few moments. Keep using the breath to stay soft and present. Letting your mind move between the sensation in your right hand, your left hand, in the center of your chest and your seat. Staying present. And now let's gently inhale. And as you exhale, bring both hands and just rest them on your shoulders like this. There we go. That's it. Yeah, just like that. Stay soft. It's okay to curve the fingers so that the fingers are taking some of the weight of the arms. Arms are relaxed. It's the weight in the fingers that is providing some of the calm, the centering. And now let's just take a gentle inhale. And as we exhale, let's very slowly and gently remove our hands and place them on our lap. With your next exhale, soften from your crown down through the face and the shoulders and the torso into your seat. And there we are. When you're ready, just go ahead and inhale. And how do you feel? How was that? Are we feeling calmer? Or some of us are. Some of us are. Okay. All right. So, as I said, I tend to hold them for a very long time because they just feel good. I especially like doing this one in the morning. Since I've been preparing this class, I lay in bed in the morning. I just do this and it just feels so good because the weight of your head is laying on your hand. You can do these laying down, right? So play with them. I mean, even if you just do them for a few breaths, right? There, it's just experiment with them. Just see, because I don't know, they just feel good. They're working on a level that's beyond the conscious mind. So you ready for the last one? Let's do the last one. This one is called switching. And this one is, let me see if I can figure this out how to. Okay, so what we're going to want to do, if you're sitting on the floor, you're going to want to put your legs straight in front of you. And, you know, like Kathleen, you might, if you could, oh, you are leaning on something. So Lisa, you and me, we'll just sit. April, yeah, legs in front. If you're sitting on a chair, you want your feet flat on the floor, okay? And what we're going to do is you're going to cross your left ankle over your right ankle, okay? And then you're going to stretch your arms straight in front of you like this, okay? Palm to palm, back of palm to back of palm, thumbs down. And then we're going to take the right hand and place it over the left. Intertwine the fingers. And then can, if you can, without any, oh, everybody can do it. And we do, okay, there you go, that's it. Marcia, Gina, good. And now what we're gonna do is you just rest your hands on your sternum and you close your eyes and let the weight of your hands just rest on the sternum and breathe. Inhaling a sense of calm, centered presence. And if you want to, you can drop your attention with your exhale into the lower belly. And as you do, it's like you're tapping into a place that is stable and solid, and feel that connection in your seat. It's a very centering, stable mudra. We just rest here, inhaling, breathing in balance and calm. Exhaling, if you want to, just dropping your attention into your seat, into that lower belly. We call it the dantian or the do. And just breathing and allowing your body and your mind and your energies to center right here in the heart, in the do, in your seat. And then go ahead and inhale. As you exhale, gently release your hands. Bring them back to your lap. Uncross your legs. And just notice how you feel. And they say sometimes after, if we've done a lot of this, you know, sometimes you might want to just do this on your head. Ooh, it's kind of like, wake up. And you'll come back just a little more revitalized, just a little more vitalized, you know, just, or maybe like Kathleen, just a little massage, right? So So that's the practices. That's the practices. And did you feel calmer? Was it nice?
Yeah, much calmer.
And you will find some of these you really like and some of these you don't like at all. I did this on Natalie the other day. She says one she just did not like at all. In fact, we didn't even do it today because I thought, okay, we'll wait. But find the one you like. You don't have to learn all of them. Find the one you like and use that. There's several of them out there because not everybody likes everything. And we don't want to try and learn them all because, oh my God, that's too much. Find one or two, use those. And you've got the handouts, you've got the tutorials. They'll be there forever, right?
I just wanted to share something. Actually, I wanted to thank Gina. I watched the class. I missed the class on Saturday because of the email mix up or whatever. But now I understand why. You shared your story, and it really helped me get through something today, and I was able to stop the video and work through it and then go on. So I just wanted to tell you, thank you so much for sharing, and a lot.
We're all with Kathleen. Gina, you made the class. That was the class, was that comment. It was for everybody. The whole point of the class was that comment. Thank you. Yeah. All right, loves. Well, enjoy your week. And I will see some of you in a few moments for the mom's class, and others I will see next Monday. Okay. All righty. Bye, everybody. Bye, Dawn. Don, are you still there? Okay. Well, it was lovely to see your face, Don. In case you're listening, it was lovely to see your face.